We were talking about Canaan and how to enter into the good things that the Lord has in store for us. We were talking about how we can enter into the beautiful things and the good things that God has in store for us, determined to give to us this year of glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah. This will be my third hour. That would mean we've gone 2 weeks. This will be my third hour in this conversation about the step-by-step guide to receiving the good things that God has in store for us. You know, we talked about this last week. You know, it's going to be a long series, and so I will not be able to do that long kind of recap I am used to doing. And so if you are used to that kind of recap, this is not the series I will do that. So I encourage you to get my previous teachings in this direction. 2 hours already gone. This will be my third hour. So we have 2 hours already gone, 2 weeks. So you can get them, Canaan 1, Canaan 2, and this is Canaan 3. We are discussing about the steps that you will require to enter into the promises of God for your life. Amen? Amen. And so, if you're joining us online, you know, sometime we had a great meeting with our Beyond the Walls group on Thursday. It was a great meeting. We met from Abuja, Port Harcourt, Delta, and Europe. We had some of our people everywhere, and then we had a great meeting. It was such a beautiful time, and I want to appreciate all of them. I know most of them probably joining this service today, particularly Sandra, dear sister Sandra. She joins our service every meeting and participates. We love you so much. So come on, welcome all those who've joined us online. We love you. We love you. We see you. We love you. We honor you. We really appreciate your presence with us. Right, and so let's jump into this conversation today. I want to do. I said I'm not doing a recap. I know that, so don't say he's doing a recap. I'm not doing a recap. I'm just trying to say some points from my previous notes. All right, we said we know last week. I know last week I introduced our conversation on the steps. Come on, steps, steps. Many times we attack something as though it is one thing. We approach things as though it is one thing. I told you about egusi soup. We say we are cooking egusi soup, but it's not only egusi we put in the pot. There are other things that come in to make these things work. And so many times, I think believers have just been on you know, swaying from one place to other and to the other. And now somebody says, oh, prayer is the key, and he's praying. That's not the idea. You have to be grounded. You have to receive the word. That's why we teach. That's why we're here every Sunday, showing you and teaching you things to do and things to do. So it's going to be, there are several things to do. And believers have just been stuck in either this or that. Especially when it comes, I think basically just word or prayer. Word or prayer. And it's more than that. There are several steps. There's the word of God. You receive the word of God, the promise of God. Then there's the belief. Then there's the prayer. Then there's the relationship management. Come on. There's the wisdom. There's the nudging of the Holy Spirit. As we're going to look at several of these things also today. So there are steps. Come on, say steps. Yes. Steps, steps. And so that's what we're looking at. And I believe that all the steps we are currently talking about, you might not need all the steps. You might be firmly planted in some of these steps. You should know that you might be firmly planted in some of these steps. But there are some other steps we're going to show you that you might not be walking in. And so you need to also learn to walk in those steps. Right? So we're looking at those things. So we looked at, can I look at Romans chapter number 4? Quick, just do that. And then I begin to just 1, 2, 3, and 4. And we'll move forward today. Romans chapter number 4 and verse number 12. Romans chapter number 4 and verse number 12. And the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith. You right? You see this? You see that now? The steps of what? Are you in church today? The steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. So now he says that Abraham did not take a step of faith, but there were these steps of faith. You know, they'll say, let's take a step of faith, but actually it is actually steps. Come on. Yes, steps, come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Steps. Yes, steps of faith, steps of faith, steps of faith, steps of faith. It is very important that you understand that. I've dealt with believers and they always think that, okay, just like now we're worshiping, I say worship is my weapon, praise my weapon. You worship, you will praise, then you will still pray in spirits. Then you still confess the word. Then you still declare the word. Then you still maintain relationship. Sometimes people just, you know, when you say worship is the key, somebody can come and teach worship is the, is not the only thing. You will require all these things. Are you here? All right. Steps. So you're going to be walking in steps. That it makes Christianity beautiful and powerful and interesting. And believers who are not willing to wake up, get up, and take steps, they usually find it difficult. And I hope that this teaching will help you, and it really help. But that's why I say it's going to be something I'm doing for weeks. Help us cover as many steps as possible, as the Holy Spirit guides us. It's going to be some teaching, but the Holy Spirit is going to just guide us to specific steps as we go forward. So the steps of what? Of the faith. Come on, steps of the faith. Amen. So number one, we began to say that the Canaan, it was not there. It's not the idea. It's not your idea. It's God's idea. Canaan is God's idea. It's God's promise to you. And number two, come on, we said, what did we say, number two? There's disconnects. Come on, you guys, you see why I'm doing it now. Even the people that were here, that have been here since, I'm missing it. And they say, don't repeat it. You don't remember everything. You know? If you can repeat it till it enters inside your skull. Disconnect. You receive God's promise, and then there's a disconnect. You're talking to slaves in Egypt. You are telling them they will have houses they did not. They will not even save money to build. Come on, that's impossible. There's always that disconnect there. But you have to believe the word of God, right? You have to believe the word of God. The word of God will come to you. He knows where you are. He knows your condition. But he will say, "Oh, mighty man of valor." He will speak to you according to his promise. Then you have to open up your mind and connect. Ensure you connect. If you do not connect, at that point the promise comes, it just falls off because you do not believe. But blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her of the Lord. So she has to believe those things. If you do not believe, that is the first point where everything just scatters. It just scatters from there. Right? So you have to believe. You say, but I know this is where I am, but this is what God says. And you say, alright, God's word is the most important factor in my life. If this is what God has said, I believe it. You see, now we are talking about believing God's word, that God's word is powerful, and yes, that is there. But the next thing we go into, we said the journey now begins with prayer. And I also said in disconnect that, listen, if there's a disconnect somewhere, or you are in a place in your life, and you feel you are in the wrong place, that this is not where I should be, then you have to wake up. What are you going to do about it? That now is the next step. That is prayer. That is prayer. You now begin to pray the promise of God. You cry out to God from your heart. You bring God's word back to him in the place of prayer. And you cry out to God. It is in that crying out to God that you find that you establish your faith, and that you declare that he who promised is what? Is also what? Faithful to what? Perform. You remember that, right? I'm recapping now. They say I'm recapping too much. Okay, I'm leaving you people alone. You know, he who promised is also able to what? To perform. And so you stay there in the place of prayer. Prayer is a prayer indicates your faith. Where there's lack of prayer, it means that there's no faith. I gave you a very powerful example last week. I can't do all that. I want to go forward today. And so you get the message, like I've said, get the message. Really bless your life. Really bless your life. So prayer will help you open up your heart to God, and then you cry out to God. You get to the point. I think many a times things are off in our lives. And we are in a place where we are in the wrong place. Let's just say we are not in the place where we want to be. We are not in God's design for our lives. And what do we do about it? Many times we just sit back and then we really do nothing. We sleep, we rest. We just say, if God wants it that way, God will do it. No, you cry out to God. You get into prayer. So prayer is very powerful. You see, believe in God's word is very powerful. But prayer also is a part of the steps. And Bible said they cried out to the Lord. And the Lord said, I have heard their cry. I've heard their cry and I've come to deliver them. So you cry out to God and then it comes to you. And point number four, we said the fulfillment, step number four, I think we just say step number four. Step number four, the fulfillment of the promise will always require people. The fulfillment of God's promise in your life will always require people to enter into your life. And we looked at Exodus chapter number 3, where the Bible talks about God speaking to Moses, saying, I've heard the cry of the people of Israel, and I have come to save them. Now I am sending you. So it involves Moses into that helping them. So we said the fulfillment of the promise of God will always require people. And we need to know that. And like I told you, I've done about three, four hours teaching in this direction when I talked about activating, defining, and activating divine helpers. Identifying and activate divine helpers. And I did, the word became flesh, right? All right, the human side of divine blessings. So you need to get that message. It's very powerful. So it's in here right now because it's a part of the steps that you need to take. But there's something that we need to appreciate. I did this work last week, flowing from this into last. Let us look at this week as we go forward. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 34. Can we do Acts 34? You see, now I'm done with my recapping. Shall I try today? Say, Pastor, you just repeat yourself. I'm trying to bless lives here. It's not easy. I want everybody to get it. Acts 7:34, the Bible says, now, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and I have come down to deliver them. And now, come, I will send you to Egypt. So you see now it says, I have heard their groanings, and I have come down to what? To deliver them. Now, come, I will send you to Egypt. So he brings Moses into the scene, and he says, I've come down actually to deliver them. So God will come into your life through people, and they will enter into your life, and they will do God's will in your life. Are you still here? And the next verse, please. Next verse. This Moses... Stay now. This is important. I want to show you something. I'm connecting scriptures here. This Moses, whom they rejected, saying, you know, that's, I love that, this Moses, whom they rejected, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? Is what? Is the one God sent to be what? Ruler and deliverer. They cried to God for a deliverer, and they rejected him, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? Is the one, this Moses, not another Moses, so not Moses with fire on his head and lightning, no. This same Moses is the one, is the same. Are you here? The same did God send to be what? A ruler and a deliverer. Thank you. Thank you for saving me. Alright. The same did God send to be what? A ruler and what? A deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared unto him. So it is the same Moses. It is the same Moses. The same Moses whom they said, who made thee a ruler and a judge? And I told you something very powerful last week. And I said, listen, there's this issue. I think I blame the generation, but I really think it's this generation thing. This issue where we want to make everybody is your friend. Everybody come into your life must come in as friend. It's not true. Moses came into their life as leader, as ruler, as their lifter. Are you here? Stay with me. You know, people come into your life and you expect them to be your friend, to agree with you. The issue is that God will bring people into your life to deliver you, and so they will be ahead of you. And you must see them as ahead of you. You must see them as ruler. He said, who made the ruler and judge? The same did God send to be a ruler. Come on. Who made you ruler and judge? The same person God sent to be a ruler. He said, please don't do that. You will not be able to enter into Canaan without a leader. You will not be able to enter into God's divine plan for your life without a leader and a lifter. One of your greatest prayer points, I'm just speaking to you from my heart, and this is something I've been meditating upon and just been preparing and to teach you. One of the greatest prayer points, one of the greatest things you can pray for your life is to be able to identify the people that God has made ruler over you. Bible says he came unto his own and his own did not receive him. As many that received him, he gave power to become sons of God. You have to identify them. I want to identify the people that God has placed ahead of me. I want to identify the people that are my lifters. identify your friends. Some of you will be able to identify your friends. I'm sure you're able to identify them. People who like you as you like them. People who visit you when you visit them. After I visit you 2 times, you visit me 2 times. We are not balanced. If I give you 5,000, you borrow me 5,000 back, we are balanced. We are friends. That indicates that we are friends. But I'm not this person's friend because he doesn't call me. I mean, literally, Moses will not go around visiting and eating everybody's house. But God sent him to be their deliverer. Moses was not going to be their friend. He was going to be their ruler and their deliverer. And if you don't understand the place of God bringing somebody into your life, God will bring somebody into your life. You must be able to identify the person and say, this person is my lifter. I mean, this is something you should pray for passionately. Really, I'm telling you, pray for it. That you will be able to see your leader, the person that God has placed above over you to bring you out of Egypt into Canaan, to lead you into Canaan. You should be able to identify that person and then relate to that person as such. I said as such. I'm not saying you should not have friends. So. I mean, you know, don't turn your Moses into your mates. Don't turn your Moses into your friend, your bestie. Moses is not your bestie. Moses will come and speak God's truth to you. Moses will come and tell you something that nobody else will tell you. Moses will look at you critically. Moses will be angry at some of the things you do. What you say? You can't. Nah, that's trash, nonsense. Moses won't call you every week. Moses won't come to your house. Your friends will do that, but Moses won't come to your house. But this same Moses, as God sent to be the ruler and the deliverer. Do you see that now?
Yes,
don't miss it, too. Don't miss it. That's what I was telling yesterday. You can turn. They used to say that. Don't turn your husband into boyfriend or whatever. You just turn him. You use one person for the wrong thing. You can have friends around you. Say he's my friend. He's your friend. He's your husband, though. There's a difference. Marry him, oh. Hey, what is enough? All right. Let me show you Acts chapter number 2. I'm looking for trouble. That one was just trouble. You can ignore that one. Okay now. Since that is what you wanted to be, I'm trying to be your friend. You know, you just talk through that. He said, I know him very well. And we have been friends on young. My wife said, marry him. Who do you want to marry? Stranger? Ha. Alright. Acts chapter number 2. Can you go to Acts chapter number 2? You see this same Moses, right? Now look at this. Look at this. Verse number 36 here. Acts 2:36. Therefore, come on. Therefore, are you here? I'm giving you another scripture. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly. That is no mistake here. Let all the house of Israel know what? Assuredly. That God had made what? That same Jesus, whom you crucified. What did they make him? What they were seeing Jesus, they were seeing who to kill. But it is the same Jesus that the Lord God made what? Lord and Christ. The same Jesus. Who? They saw Jesus, they saw a boy, a carpenter's son. They didn't see Lord and Christ. They didn't see Lord and Christ. So God will bring people into your life and you must see them correctly for who they are. This person is my leader. This person is my boss. It's not a joke. I told you last week also, it's like a joke people say, but it's not a joke. You need a leader who will lead you into Canaan. God's good things are there, and God himself says you need a leader that will carry you into those good things. I mean, he could bring anybody, but he brought a ruler, he brought a deliverer. He could bring anybody, he brought a Lord, and he brought a Christ. He didn't bring a friend. The people who could not receive from Jesus, you know why they could not receive from Jesus? They were friends. They were their neighbors. Say carpenter's son. That's the only reason why they didn't see. Can we pray? Can we even pray now in this church right now? I'm not joking. There are many things. Your lifter is around you. Your lifter is not somebody that is very foul. Your lifter is around you. The greatest thing you can do is to open up your eyes. I taught you on Wednesday that the Spirit led me. Humility. Humility to receive. Humility to say that this Moses is my ruler. Say this Moses. This Moses is my ruler. You be humble enough to receive. As many that receive him. As many that open their eyes, say, God, open my eyes. Let me see my leader. Let me see the person you have put in front of me to lead me into good. Can you pray this morning? In the name of Jesus, pray from the depths of your heart. We'll just pray in a minute or two. But Lord, let me see my leader. Let me know.
Let me know. That boy is not your neighbor, but that boy is a savior. That boy is a savior. He will save you from destruction. That girl will just be there. You say that girl is just there, but that girl is a savior. He's a leader. That girl, that boy, that uncle, that auntie, the people around you that God has placed in your life to lead you into Canaan, that you will identify them by his power, that your eyes will be open. Say, Father, my eyes are open, my ears hear. I know now. I see. I'm able to identify my leaders. I'm able to identify the people you have placed in front of me to lead me in the name of Jesus. Sate bake lai rusute maka. Lemato keteri aileko taba. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sincerely, you can be next to somebody that God has designed to be Lord and Christ. How did they miss it? How did they miss Lord and Christ? Lord and Christ was in front of them and they missed it. The Messiah that Isaiah prophesied about, the Messiah that was prophesied by Ezekiel, the Messiah prophesied by the prophets, was in their time, was before their eyes, and they missed him. You will not miss God's leader for your life. Amen. You will not miss your Savior. Amen. God has designed people to come into your life. From time to time, they will come into your life and save you. They will come into your life. They will save you from destruction. They will speak a word of wisdom into your life. It was somebody that said, wisdom you will hear the voice. You will know this is not this person talking. This is God. I don't say. I'm telling you, I have personal experience in this direction. So I'm telling you. Sometimes when you look at your life and say, just enjoying God, you're the one. This thing is real. I look at my life. This is when people have come into my life and they've changed the course of my life totally because I heard the voice and I knew this is not the voice of a man. This is God speaking to me. You'll be able to know. You just pray that you know. You say, that's why I say, pray that you will know that this thing. This is what God wants me to do. He said, the voice of God, this is what God wants to do. What this person said, this cancer to me, this person's cancer to me, is real. I'm doing it, and I'm not doing like he said I should go and try. I'm doing it like this is God's will for my life. I'll do it. That's one of the things that have helped me. If you can know that, I believe that your life will change. You will enter into the things that God has in store for you. If you can know that. I'm not just talking about pastor. We should not be adding pastor to it. I'm not joking. We should not even be adding pastor to it. That one is on that side. We're already somewhere already. You should know that. You should have to accept that. I'm not speaking about the people. It could be even a boss. Your boss is not your friend. It could not be a friend in the office. You must be able to identify and say, this person is God. The way it comes into your life is a helper. Not the helper of give me two cups of Gary. You understand what I'm talking about? Are you sure you are in church? Because Pastor Ace came to church, he's receiving. I don't know. He's the only one now in church. Pastor Ace, only you in church now. Are you sure you are in church? Yes, sir. 2 cups of Gary helper is helper. Eh? Carry me, take and guiding you to go and where they will harvest the cassava and turn it to Gary is also helper. Yes, that helper is a bigger helper than the other one. So don't say he has not helped me in anything, but he's actually leading you to Canaan. Do you understand that? This same Jesus, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, God had made him both Lord and Christ. Both Lord and Christ. Say, we didn't know. We thought he was just Jesus. That's your thoughts. Your thought is not, it is pointless. You have missed the Messiah. You have missed your Messiah. He came unto his own, he didn't receive him. He prophesied over he was speaking over Jerusalem. He said, you that I've tried to gather you under my wings. He said, but you will not. He said, till your destruction comes, you will not stay here. That's the problem. You don't want to miss your Moses, and you won't miss your Moses. This is a word of grace for you. When God's word comes to us, it brings you won't miss it. You won't miss it. And you will pray, you will be praying as you go through your life. They're not coming to stay. It's not permanent, something forever and ever. But if somebody can come into your life and play alone and bring you out of a darkness and you get to another level. Somebody else will come into your life and bring you out of another. You understand what I'm saying now? It will bring you. There will be people coming to your life to lead you out. Just identify them and be able to receive from them. I gave you some few keys on leadership, but I said not receiving him meant not receiving their prayer answers. Not receiving Moses. Rejecting Moses is rejecting your answers to your prayer. Moses was the answer to their prayer. The word of God became what? Flesh.
do and get that message. I mean, the word of God for you will be, have to become flesh. Everything that God will do in your life will have to become flesh. God won't stand thunder from sky. Believers, please stop all that nonsense. Please stop that thing. It's not going to come from sky and yell 2x4 and lightning and thunder. You won't get that. The word of God became flesh, and this is his method now, right? This is how he speaks to us, flesh. It will come through flesh. You will not pray not to miss it. And number two, we said A or B. When did God answer their prayer? People are talking about God answering prayer, and they are expecting that the prayer answer is at the point where they are seeing something. Somebody says, pray until something happens. That is actually not smart, as the case is. The idea, you pray and God touches the heart of somebody. By the time God was touching the heart of Moses there, he has already answered their prayer, heard and answered their prayer. That is why the Bible, I want to connect this and move. I won't stay here. That is what the Bible says. When you pray, whatever it is you desire, when you pray, believe that what you receive them and you will have them. Because there's a difference between when you receive them and when you have them. But once you pray there, you believe that you have received it. Because he has moved and touched the Moses, then you have received it. It's the same thing. You will end up having it. That's the case there. See, you need to understand different roles in your life. That's leadership. Moses was not coming into their life as a friend. Our society have made too much about friendship. I mean, that is one thing that is destructive. Very destructive. Too much about friendship. All right. And the last point I want to make is to emphasize what this very point I'm showing you. To emphasize it. And that's in Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 3. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 3. Please, I want to show you that scripture. And I said that the importance of having a leader over your life is emphasized in the fact that after Moses died, God raised up Joshua. You see that there? Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, chapter 3 from verse number 1. We have to read from verse number 1. I think I gave it from verse. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of God, saying, Moses, my servant, is what? Is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of what? Israel. He raised up another person again. Do you see that now? The place of leadership into Canaan is important. If you must enter and enjoy Canaan, you will need somebody. It's emphasized. It says there. One person dies, brings another person. Joshua dies, what happens? He brings another person. That's the judges. You enter judges. Judges. He always raised people. The judges were what? Leaders. Come on. Leaders over them. Always raise people. You won't go into Canaan without leaders. You won't enjoy the good things of God for your life without a leader. That's the truth. That's emphasized. So Moses died, they bring somebody. He didn't say, Moses have died, has finished. You don't need anybody else again. You need people coming into your life, and they will lead you into God's good things for your life. Amen. Amen. Step number five. Things are not always what they seem. Things are not always what they seem when it comes to moving into God's plan for your life. Things are not always what they seem. This step is very important. This is another very important step in the life of the person who is going into God's plan for his or her life. You must know that things are not always what they seem. Exodus chapter number 5 and verse number 15. I want to read a long passage. You will see that there. Things are not always what they seem. The Bible says, then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh. You know, Pharaoh has already now said that they would make bricks and they would not give them straw. Then Moses came and said, let my people go. Right? And then Pharaoh got angry and said they had too much time on their hands. And so they will make the same number of bricks, but they will not give them straw. And so the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There is no straw given unto thy servants. And they said to us, make bricks. And behold, thy servants are beaten. But the fault is in thine own people. As if he did not know. He's the one that said, maybe they didn't know. He said they gave the decree. But he said, yeah, I do. Therefore, ye say, let us go and do sacrifice to the Lord. Go therefore now and walk. For there shall no straw be given you. Yet shall ye deliver the detail of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in what? Evil case. After it was said, ye shall not diminish aught from your bricks of your daily tax. Next verse. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh. I mean, they would have just been there at that time. I mean, it was a bad time. They were coming out. And they next verse, you see what I say? And they said unto them, the Lord look upon you and judge. Because ye have made our servant to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh. I mean, things were better before you came. Now, everything has spoiled. And the eyes of the servant to put a sword in their hand to slay us. Next verse. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated these people? Even God done bad suddenly. Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to these people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. But that point where he came to speak to Pharaoh and said, let my people go, it was from that point that deliverance actually started. That was the very point where he said, but Moses is saying you have not even delivered your people at all. But deliverance has started. Things, let me tell you, this is true. We always say it, but it is very true. Very true. It doesn't mean it's not true because we say it a lot. When the word of God comes to you, things will first of all go south. It just happens like that, and it shakes your faith. But that's why I said things are not always the way they appear to be. They're not always the way they seem. You say things have even spoiled, they've gone worse. But things didn't get worse. Did he deliver the people? Yes. They just went backward first. When God spoke to Joseph and said, see, and showed him visions and dreams, get what happened? The next thing, they are selling him into slavery. The next thing, prison. It's just bad. You're wondering. They are suddenly going one direction and everything goes the other direction, but God was directing him to the place where he wanted him to be. So we say things are not always the way they appear to be. You look at things and you say, Pastor, my life is this. There's nothing in my life. Things don't appear like that. God's word is true. This is another point where people can abort. In short, all the steps I'm showing you, actually, all of them, there are points where steps where you can actually abort God's promise. That's not the truth. All of them. If you don't see the leader, you don't accept Moses, you abort it. If you step here now again and things are off, guess what you will do? Cast off retreat and say, let me go back to the way things were. Right now, I'm coming to church. Extra transport. I now make up my mind to be giving. I'll give extra money even. When you now do that, guess what? Suddenly something will happen. Your financial status will get worse. That the money you even had before to do all these things, giving all these hard things that you wanted to do, it will not be less. Would you continue or would you abort? That is the point. This is the critical point where many people miss it. So at this point, they could say, Moses, go away. Let us return to the way things were before. They will be in Egypt forever. They are praying one thing, but immediately the fire gets hot. They say, sorry, reduce it back to the way it was before. Let us stay there. That is the devil's trick. He will keep you where you are. Are you still in church? Yes, hey, God have mercy on us. Hear my words. Hear what I'm teaching you now. The word of God comes to us at least to open our eyes. Now that you know, when I'm there, I just say, continue. We will stay here. Two objects cannot occupy the same space. And I am not going to give in. I will not give in. I will not cast off the word that God has given to me. I will stand upon this word because God's word is true. Let God be true. Let every man be a liar. Let man be liar. Yeah, I'm going to start. I believe God's word. And listen, but truth, the things will begin again to turn. Are you here? God wants to bring you to that place. You must just know. It's a tree. And so we see it here in the life of the children of Israel. We see it here again we've seen it with Joseph. I'll show you with Jesus. And in Luke chapter number 24, look at it with Jesus. A Jesus who we just said is Messiah. The Messiah. The this, the that. Guess what? Jesus died. He died. We thought it was healed. We thought. When they turned it to past tense, it means the thing has passed. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk an hour? And are sad. They are sad. I mean, there are these two disciples walking. I don't know. I thought you know the story. And then these two disciples were walking and they're going and they're talking about Jesus. And then Jesus came and they could not recognize him. I mean, even me, they said the Bible said they covered their eyes. But he didn't cover his eyes, their eyes. And Jesus came and said, would they still have believed? Alright. Next verse, please. I'm going to read some verses down. And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And hast thou not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And he said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth now, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death. And how they crucified him on the side. But we trusted, come on, that it had been he we should have redeemed Israel. They turned Jesus to pastors. That's finished. Things do not always appear the way they seem to be. But we trusted, and we trusted that it had been he we should have redeemed Israel. He now went to go and die. It is not possible again. 3 days. 3 days. He rose up again with power. And beside all this, today is the 3rd day since these things were what? Done. I mean, look at him. We trusted it was he. At one time I thought Pastor Ria was anointed. There was one time I thought he was anointed. This thing that happened, I just knew. There's power in the world coming to your life. But they that observe lying vanities, they forsake their own mercies. So it will always look as though the things that God has said concerning you, they are falling to the ground. But they have not. If you will not cast them off, if you will not cast away your confidence, you will see the result. You will see the power of God. Are you here? And so we see again that it is possible for things to appear one way and actually be going the other way. In your favor. It's actually in your favor. The game is in your favor, but it's appearing one way. Come on. And then you are saying that the way it's going, it can never be in my favor. If you look at Joseph's life, you say there's no way prison, slavery to prison is in Joseph's favor. But that's the thing. He was going further from it, but that the point was even shorter now. Do you understand that? Things don't always appear that way. If you can receive this truth, nothing will happen. Do you look at it and say, in short, don't observe it too. Don't look there too much. Don't look at it too much. Just ignore. Look to the word of God. Make up your mind that once you know this trick, this devil's trick now. Because it happened to them. We're following the children of Israel from Egypt to Canaan. And we're looking at the things that can happen to us. And we're seeing it here clearly. That the things first got bad before it turned. And it was actually for their favor. That let my people go. That first let my people go. Was the let my people go that still happened to them. Are you here? That was the first time. That deliverance started when he said, nobody had ever come to Pharaoh before and said, let my people go. So that first let my people go that seemed to be negative was actually a very good thing. If I know, I for know your talk. I for know just say, the Lord is my savior. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I for just keep my mouth shut. No, believers are afraid that they are thinking that if they keep their mouth shut, it will be better. It is that the Lord is my light and my salvation that you declared that is actually going to be your light and salvation. Are you still in this place? Don't let go of the promises because things seem to be going in the other way. They were actually on their way. Things went in one direction, but they're going in the other direction. I mean, you are losing. You seem to be balanced, and then you seem to start losing. Right? Start losing. Then I say, but now I'm losing. How are you telling me that this losing is better than the time I even had this one? Hold on to God's word. The devil will always play that trick with you. Things don't always appear the way they seem. They were already on their way to Canaan. Let my people go. It's the same thing he told him at the end. Let my people go. And he let them go. Nothing changed. Circumstances first went south. First went from a son to a slave. Slave to a slave prisoner. Not a prisoner. A slave prisoner. Bad matter. This is always good, bad. And you are wondering what's happening. And then he first died.
He died. Savior died. And they say it's all over. Let's go out fishing. Let's go back to fishermen. That's where we were. The guy just called us, just Bobo was Jesus. We are following the Messiah. Messiah men. They were the Messiah men. They said, Apana, Jesus don't tell you. What will do now? He said, we thought he was the Messiah. Hey, I don't go resign from my job. I resign. I don't resign. He don't take me back. Don't take me back. Let's go out fishing. Would you follow? They say, let us go. They went. I went back to fishing. Guess where Jesus blocked them? You see, he blocked them. He still came to help them. They couldn't catch any fish. They felt that they've lost the Savior. His death was for our own, was for our benefit. Things don't always appear the way they are. That same Jesus that died, he's the one that rose up again, said even greater with more power. You see now. And yet it looked as though the dying was even bad. Believers don't want anything. This thing, if you can learn it, I don't know what I'm saying. If you can learn it, I'm saying that why I'm wanting to say is that if you can learn this trick, they will finish for your eye. As you will finish for your eye. Believers, it is that we don't want anything to go bad. We rather, if God wants to help me, Abby, if God wants to help me, how will he help me? Think about it. It moves from there, you now go, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if this goes down, thank you. They just walk that mass. Don't leave that mass. Leave that mass. If I jump from fry pan inside the fire, I know that there's a greater glory. There's a greater deliverance. That is just, I'm glad you are receiving this, but it's just true. It's just true. It's just true. Death is not the end of the matter. It doesn't mean. Don't learn it. Just know. It doesn't say, Pastor Fins, I just change. Refuse. Don't observe lying vanities. Don't. Just stand your ground. They don't abort the word. Stay there. This is what God has said. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Talk to the Lord. Stay there. I mean, once you get this truth, your life will no longer be up and down. And we say, why have we been doing this thing? I mean, we just stay steady. I think there are many down, many. Sure, one of my points, one of the steps I'll show, I don't know if we'll be able to get there today, is how things actually, let me not just stay with what we're doing. Let me show you something else. I think I have a Matthew chapter number 16. Matthew or Mark, you have to try it. Even, I'm also checking, I don't know what I wrote here, but I think it's Matthew chapter number 16. Alright, it's Matthew chapter 16, thank you. It looks like Mark in my notes here. From that time forth, began Jesus. Look at. This verse is very powerful. I stopped just now, but this is powerful. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples. Now, look at it. So, follow the story. Follow Jesus, how he began. Look at Jesus. So, I'm sure he's dead, but he said it. And this is his saying it. It was more powerful. I put this at number one. How that he must go to Jerusalem. Come on, say one. Suffer many things of the elders. Two. Is that two down or two going up? Is that up or down? That is down. Right? And the chief priest and scribe. And be killed. Come on, three. Going down. But what's the third one? What's the last he said? See, everything went down first. And then, this is a clear picture of it. Very clear picture. When I saw it, I said, we must read this one. Very clear picture. He said it by himself. He said, it will away from Jerusalem. Don't go to Jerusalem. They want to kill you. He said, I will go there. First bad, wrong step. You have taken a wrong step. How can you give and have money? That's a wrong step. How can you give and have money? I mean, people don't understand the steps. You give. Just give out. It flows. It's real. It's not a joke. We live there. You see, you're taking a wrong step. Everything is the wrong step. When you are going in God's direction, it just seems wrong. You suffer many things. If you suffer many things, that would have been bad. That would have been okay, bad. And what? And be killed. God, devil can be doing many bad things. One God good thing, he can turn everything. And raised up again the third day. Finish. That ends the matter. All the evil that God, that devil has been doing, God turned it around once. You say, he's suffering. Suffering is bad. Thank you. Suffering is bad. Suffering is bad. He's suffering. Did I even kill him? You say,
Otito, O Bari. Abi, I think I don't know where those ones come from, but I used to hear it. That's finished. Just and be raised up again on the third day. Don't finish the story when the story has not finished. Don't end the story when it has not ended. You say we are now suffering. The Bible says that we are heirs of this world. We are joint heirs with Christ. It says that we have so much. We are victors. We are more than conquerors. Right? In 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll just give you concerning our life here and the journey of our life here. And because when we talk about our life here, we need to talk about this thing here. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Next verse, please. To an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. It tells us all these beautiful things. And then next verse, please. Who are kept by the power of God, talking about you, who are kept by the power of God, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. The next verse. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are what? In heaviness, through manifold temptations. You see that there now? Let me just show you. We are heirs of God. We are more than conquerors. We have inheritance. We are all these things. But the Bible says, and we greatly rejoice, so don't now, for a season. I like to say for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. You see that there now? You are in heaviness. You are in heaviness. You, heir of God, joint heir with Christ. You see, the things are not always the way they appear to be. You know, when men look at us, I'm still preaching. When men look at us Christians in this world, they wonder, say you see yourself. You, the child of God, see what you are going through. Look at me. Look at where I am. Things are not always the way they appear to be. You can be spoken down on, looked down upon, and say you are nothing here. But truthfully, you are the son of a king. You are the son of the king of the universe. You own everything. The whole earth, everything is your inheritance. So the world looks at us Christians and says that we are not. We should be the one looking at them and say their head no correct. Truth. Because if anybody have heard these things that we have heard, why will you not believe in Jesus Christ? Why will you not place your hope in God? But when we stand side by side, upas. He said, but you are just a born servant of Jesus Christ. Can you go anywhere? Can you do anything? He said, this you and this your pastoral job, this you are a miserable fellow. Look at my life, now I'm free. I say, me, I'm just a servant. I'm just a servant now. But things don't appear the way they really are. The servant actually is the king. The one that is free right now, jumping up and down, is the servant. We will get there someday. You must understand that. When the table turns, when it's time, as this movie I watched, never forget this story, Liam Neeson, the Jews, Schindler's List. I've told you about Schindler's List sometime in my preaching. I never forget that scene. That scene was very powerful. Schindler was the guy helping the Jews, as the case is, against the Germans and some of them, trying to keep them together. If you don't watch that movie, it's a beautiful movie. It's attached to Schindler's List to just help you warm your heart towards God and, you know, living for God and making sacrifices. And when the Allied forces came and liberated the Jews, as the case is, and in Poland, and he was there. And so the issue was for the Germans to kill all the Jews in the camp and to leave and to just run away. And he convinced them not to. Well, why do you want to be a murderer? Your boss have lost. Just run away. So they left. And so it was so funny that the Schindler, at the end of the thing, Schindler was now wearing the prisoner garments. He was a free man just now. And the prisoner garment, they were giving him the prisoner garment to wear. He was changing to prisoner garment because he was partnering, he worked with the Jews. And so when they came, when the allied forces came, they would definitely arrest and search all of them and put them in prison. So the prisoners just now became free. The free people now became prisoners, hunted everywhere. They were running away for their lives. Things don't always appear the way that they seem to be. You see now. We seem in Christ as beloved when we are told by our Father God, I don't want to go further, not to do some things. We seem as if we are losing. Brothers and sisters, you are not losing. He said, your life, my life is short. I wish I could do these things. I wish I could live like this. I wish I could do this thing. I can live like this. Brothers and sisters, you are actually not losing anything. You seem to be on the losing side. But actually, we are on the winning team. I will not do fraud. I will not be a part of fraud. I will not do this fraudulent activity. I will not go with this, going to this place. They say, you're not enjoying life. We are free to enjoy our lives. When we will be free to enjoy our lives, we will be walking on streets of gold. Somebody says, I am suffering. I am not suffering. This life, I like it like this. Pastor, is it easy? How is it hard? I mean, it's very easy. I'm not suffering. Things don't appear the way they seem like this. Say, you're suffering. You cannot even just be free. I will soon be free. Yes, sir. The person who is free now will soon be bound. Yes, be careful. He said, so when your Christian life, when it's as if you're living for Christ, I know it's as if I'm turning this message, but I'm working on that instruction. When it's as if living for Christ and living a pure life, a holy life, a sanctified life, living a life that pleases God, living to glorify Jesus Christ, seem as though the world is benefiting and you are suffering and everything is going down for you. Just know that things don't always appear this way they seem to be. Actually, we are the free ones. Actually, we are the kings here. Actually, we are the ones enjoying life. It doesn't just appear, but it will soon appear. Amen? So don't be discouraged. You are the heir of the world. You are joint heir with Christ. You are who God says you are. You have everything that God says you have. That is the truth. Because when we look at the people out there in the world, they seem to be enjoying. They seem to have stuff. They seem to do whatever they like, and we seem to be bound. And you feel that Christianity is bondage. I'm not living in bondage. No, we are not living in bondage. Oh. We are actually free. Oh. They are the ones in bondage. Don't look at them and say they are enjoying. They are suffering. Oh. You must know that. If you live for Christ, you must know that. Don't look at things the way they appear. I think that's where I just thought about this. I say, it's not all that glitter is not gold. Eh? It's not that he has died, finished. Oh. 3 days, he rose up again from there. They were beating him just now. Sure, they were beating him, they scourged him, they nailed him. It's Lord and Christ, too. The people that were beating him, they went home and wept, too. They thought they had power. Say, but why is the wicked? Why is it that in this life the wicked seem to be strong? The wicked seem to live, and then you want to begin to cry and begin to bother. The psalmist said, I was a fool when I thought about these things like that. When I thought about it like that. Things don't appear. They say they are alive. They are not enjoying their life. They are weeping inside. So you now say, let me live this good life in Christ and go and follow them because they are enjoying their life. Brothers and sisters, never give in to things like that. You hear what I'm saying? Not your situation, not your Christian life. You get what I'm saying now? Not your situation. Your situation, don't look at things the way they are. This is another way. Not in your Christian walk and walking with God. Don't think you are the one suffering. Don't think it. It don't be a foolish thought. The truth is that they are the one suffering. Once the sun shines just now, they will wither away. But the word of God will keep you and you will abide forever. You will get into an inheritance. Powerful inheritance. You will enjoy your inheritance forever and ever and ever. No matter what they enjoy, 80 years tops, 65 years, 70 years, 90 years to finish. They will never be able to cross that path forever. But forever, you will have your inheritance to enjoy. Who actually gets sense inside this thing? I was reading an insurance magazine when I was still in school as a student. A wise man invests for the future. I can never forget in my life. I was in the bus. I had the magazine. I was just reading through the magazine. And I read a wise man invests in the future. I did not think I was a student. Insurance is not my thing. But merely because of my spiritual training, the word that came to my spirit was, which future? Which future? The future on this earth that ends by 82, 90, 105, or the future in eternity? A wise man invests in eternity. That is the real future. That's the future that all of us have. So they can glory in this life. And no investment there, they will lose. But the investment, what I'm investing in my life now, my wife will say that she will come and beg me for some gold. I told her I will not give her. Work your own gold. Work your own treasures. There's no husband and wife in heaven. Anything give me. If you give me, I will enjoy it. Are you still here? We joke about that because we are expecting it. We are expecting it. It looks like a life of suffering, but it's actually a wise life. A wise man invests in the future. I'm saying this to lead us into the place where our hearts are open, where we look at things truthfully from the eyes of heaven, where we look at things from the eyes of the word of God, and say, this is what God has said. Even though they say we should make bricks now without straw, our liberation has started. My deliverance has come. The word of God can never, ever fail, even when things go south. Would you bow your heads this morning as you pray and say, Father, I trust you. I thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus, I want you to open your mouth and talk to God and pray and release your heart towards God and say, things do not appear the way they are. We prayed concerning leadership and walking in that place, having the people of God before us, having the people that God sent into our lives to lead us. Now I want you to also pray and say, Father, I thank you, because I will not waver at your promise through unbelief. I will not waver at your promise through unbelief. I will be strong in faith, giving glory to God. Just like Abraham, he wavered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. I want you to pray this morning and say, I know that things do not appear as they seem. Things are not like that. These are not really what they seem. They are the way they appear to be. I know that your word has taken root. And I know that you are walking behind the scene. You are walking there behind the scene in my life. And so when things go south, I will trust you. I know that my deliverance has come. I know the trick of the devil now. I will not be taken again by that trick. I will not be deceived again by that trick. I know that things will definitely seem to go wrong before they begin to go right. I know now that your word is true, and I will hold on to your word no matter what the situation. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray this morning and say, Father, I hold on to your word. No matter the condition, no matter the situation, in the name of Jesus, I will not give in to the devil. I will not begin to walk and think in foolishness and thinking how to go in the evil way, how to go in the wrong way. I'm not even thinking Jesus plus. I will do Jesus. I will still go and do something extra, because things seem not to be working. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is the door. Jesus is my door. Jesus says, I am the door. Repa katalimo konde. Rimbaleka bayahandesa. Jede maneka laha. Yes, ha. Even though I go to Jerusalem, even though I suffer many things, even though it gets to the point of death, I know that you have spoken concerning my resurrection. And so I thank you. I see things in a different light. I hold on to my faith. I hold on to your word. I hold on to my faith. I hold on to your word. In the name of Jesus. My deliverance have come. I say my deliverance have come. Yes, my salvation has come. My salvation has come. In the name of Jesus, my salvation has come. My deliverance have come. I've received your word. This is the year. Glad tidings of good things. Good things have come into my life. Good things have entered into my life. In the name of Jesus. I will not waver. I will not waver. I will not waver. I hold on to your word. They seem to be going ahead of me. They seem to be excelling beyond me. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. Shall mount up with wings like eagles. We shall run and will not get weary. In the name of Jesus. They think they are ahead of you. You are looking at them and it seems they are ahead of you. I'm telling you now. Let God be true. You think this God got worse for you? You think this God bad for you? No, please do not get bad for you. God is working in your life. God is working in your situation. And we know that all things work together for good. All things work together. In the name of Jesus. All things work together for good. They seem to be laughing at you now. They think things have gone down for you. They think things have failed for you. But no, that is not the end. That is not the end. In the level koselemaha, there's power of resurrection. It's inside of you. And in due season, and that time, God's word will be fulfilled. I say God's word will be fulfilled. I prophesy to you. God's word will be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, I speak God's word to you. I say in due season, God's word will be fulfilled. If you do not let go, if you do not let go, if you do not waver, if you do not observe lying vanities, receive now. In the name of Jesus. Legs are big to steal a manaka. There's light for you. There's light in your life. In the name of Jesus. Do not let go of the word of God. Do not let go of God's promise. In the name of Jesus. God's promises are sure. God's promises are sure. You stand on the foundation of God's word and you will not be shaken. Things might look south for you. Things might look down. But you are the victor in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for illumination, Father. Thank you for illumination, Father. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, you are delivered. This is your hour of salvation. This is your time of salvation. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for victory in your word. Thank you for victory, Lord God. We hold on to you, Father. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for your children. I thank you, but right now their eyes are open to see. And none waver anymore. None waver anymore. Rather, they are strong in faith, giving you glory. They are walking in the steps of the faith of Abraham. And they do not waver at your promise. Even when things go south, even when things go dark, even when they move from slave to prisoner and slave prisoner, they still believe your word. They do not cast off confidence in you. In the name of Jesus, I and they that God has given me, we are for signs and wonders. We do not cast off confidence. We do not observe lying vanities. We know the trick of the devil. We look and we see according to the light of God. We see according to the light of heaven. And we walk on in victory. We march on in victory. We walk on in victory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We do not cast off our Christian faith. We do not look out into the world and say, oh, they have a life that we don't have. No, no, no. We see clearly. We see clearly in due season. Even though right now we are buffeted, certain temptations, certain difficulties, even though right now we face them, we know that we walk on street of gold. We know that you have prepared a place for us with you. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. God's people said amen. 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 Hallelujah. I love you.